possible. We try and use all three voices, and I think as much as we can, basically. We'll try and fit three harmony, three-part harmony to every song.
Again, and that reflects on the live performance, because to be able to sing a three-part harmony isn't just... Not all bands have three people that can sing. And I think it's a nice thing to be able to do live, to be able to sing.
And we've nearly got four. Hugh's training. He's going
<he's laughs> deaf.
He does a BV on the new song that came out. Never Say Never. Second verse.
Managed to pop the swear word.
Everyone will have to listen out to it.
Yeah, dude. Second verse, right at the beginning. There we are. Hugh, you hear him.
Screen on radio.
Just kind of tying up, really. I know it's very early days. Looking ahead, have you got another year plan? Have you got a 5-year plan? I mean, you started a bit different, to be honest.
Yeah.
Bands, which
but that's kind of what we wanted to do. We wanted to kind of stand apart from others. But
We've got a year plan, I suppose.
We want to try and play a couple of festivals, not big ones necessarily, but just play to a big audience of people that want to, because the problem with playing at some of these gigs is that people are there just there.
Yeah.
Well, if you're paying music to go to a music, paying money to go to a music festival, you're there to listen to music. So we want to try and play at a couple of smaller venues, just to play to like a group of people that won't have heard our music, but at the same time we'll be very into listening to music, and they want to be, they're there to listen to music
our management is hoping to put us out towards,
we're sort of beginning from this gig on Saturday. It's the beginning of the year. If you sell out Water Rats as the start of your year, it's a good start. And we want to build from that. Definitely not going to stop our nights. They're going to come back in springtime, but we want these few more stints doing some big live shows with Water Rats. You've taken us on board a bit, they're taking us under the wing a little bit, which is really nice. Looking out, we want to up a gear this year, definitely. After 9 months last, 6 months last year, with Luke getting involved, and us really just, it was almost like practice for this year. And where it goes, who
knows? Getting confident.
Yeah, live and all that. We want to craft our live shows to be just faultless.
That's the aim. Buy some costumes.
Yeah.
My manager's trying to get me to wear a feather boa. No, not really. No. That's the aim. Yeah. So to really craft hone our live performance to an absolute T, I think.
Yeah.
And
just keep writing.
Yeah.
Write harder. Write more. Write better.
We want a reason to give up our day jobs and do this every day.
Yeah. Like, we'll work hard enough at it already we'd all sweat blood and tears in this band if we could, but like living in London it's difficult, you know, you have to be able to pay the rent and the rest of it, so we have a job. So we'd love to be able to do it.
But think what we could do if we had the time. Well, who knows, man? I don't know.
That's a very nice note to finish on. Thank you very much, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Thanks.